Jew. You have traveled the four corners of the earth. You have been a citizen of every nation. You have mastered the nuances of every tongue. You have been a part of every people, and yet you have remained a people apart. You are a Jew. You have created civilization. You are a Jew. You have created civilization. You have given birth to every ideal that has shaped mankind. Justice, peace, love, the dignity of man have all had their genesis in your Torah. But above all, you have been given the unique mission of proclaiming the oneness of God. You are a Jew. You have traveled the four corners of the earth. You have known oppression. You have experienced every form of persecution. Your body has been scorched by fire. You are weary. Your spirits flag. Your head aches. Your memory fails. You have forgotten your past. You cannot even recall your father's prayer. But there is one prayer, one little prayer that you do remember. One prayer that has been a beacon of faith throughout the centuries of darkness. A prayer that has brought you back to the faith of your ancestors. A prayer that speaks of your own mission in life. Shema Israel, hear O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. History. The Almighty God called out unto man, but there was only one who would heed the voice of God. He was my father, he was your father, he was our father Abraham. And Abraham answered God by crying, Hineni, here am I, O God, ready to serve you, ready to lend Kedushah, sanctity to my every act, ready to elevate my every deed through the acceptance of your mitzvot, ready to study your Torah, your Mamvelaila, by day and by night, ready to worship you with my every being, ready to proclaim your name for my inner soul, ready to say, Hineni, here am I, O God. And in every generation, this cry of Hineni has been reiterated. Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Jeremiah, Isaiah, all the great prophets of Israel have always said, Hineni, here am I, O God. and in our generation, the cry of Hineni has become muted, silenced, muffled. Hineni no longer exists in the lexicon of the contemporary Jew. And are those prophets of doom who say that the Jew is dying, that he's being absorbed in the great universalist melting pot, that he's being swallowed in the quicksand of assimilation. But tonight I shall tell you a secret. I shall tell you, my friends, that it is not so. The Jew shall always survive. You see, there is a secret to the survival of the Jew. A secret which is mystical, which transcends time, which defies all logic. We all heard the voice of God, and his voice entered our soul. His great light entered our hearts. And that light of God is the Pintelayid, a flicker of a light, a tiny flame, but it is always there, in every Jewish breast, in every Jewish heart. And in the silence of the night, there is a whisper that you may hear, a whisper which echoes, Jew, come home to God. It is the whisper of the Pintelayid from Sinai calling you home. It is a whisper, an echo, that has said, Ani ma'amin, I believe in perfect faith. I believe in perfect faith, and I believed even when the face of this world was enveloped in darkness. In another time, in another place, there was an old man whom I knew. I first saw him at a railroad station. He was standing with his son. We were all waiting to be taken on a rendezvous with death. There were Nazi guards, savages, beating us on the head, forcing us into cattle cars, shouting and screaming, and shooting sporadically into the crowd. And all of a sudden, I saw that the old man's son fell, a bullet pierced his heart, and the old man fell upon his child, and he tried to revive him, only to discover that one of the German guards jeered at him and laughed, "Don't worry, old man, a few more minutes, a little while longer, and you will join him." And soon we were herded into the cattle cars. Perhaps we were 100, perhaps we were 2. Like so many sardines, There was no air to breathe. There was no food. There was only shrieking, shouting, fear, agony. And I noticed the old man. He was sitting not too far from me. He was mumbling to himself. I couldn't understand why he did not drink his little water. Each of us had a small canteen of water. Why didn't the old man drink? And then I realized, poor old man, he must have lost his sanity. And so the train rolled on to a rendezvous with death. And all of a sudden, the trains came to a stop. The doors opened, shouting, screaming, bullets, rifle butts. Achtung! And the old man was placed on a line where he would be ready food for the flames of the crematoria. And suddenly I noticed something strange. The old man, he opened his canteen of water, and I said to myself, ah, now before he dies, the poor old man, he will quench his thirst, he will drink. But strangely enough, the old man, he did not drink. Instead, he took the water and he poured it over his hands and he cried out, Yizkadash! Yizkadash! Shemirabu! An old man who took his last drop of water to sanctify the name of God. You and I, we are the heirs of that old man. A generation has been permitted to grow up without knowing him, without understanding him, without comprehending why he lived or why he died. Meet Melanie. Her story is the story of our generation. Her life is a reflection of the agonies of our time. Melanie was a student at Boston University. She became involved with the drug scene. And when she was not on drugs, she transported her mind into another world by turning on to music. And the music always had to be loud, very loud. The music had to shriek, had to wail. The music had to be so loud that it would obliterate her environment, that it would dull her senses, deaden her mind, and numb the agony in her soul. Who can help Melanie? Who will understand her pain? Perhaps a change of environment, a change of place. And so Melanie is transported to Tel Aviv. But instead of spending her days and nights at the University of Tel Aviv, she spends her time tripping out on the beaches of Eilat. And then Melanie writes in her diary that she knows no peace. She has no rest. Her soul aches. Frustration on every level. It is not drugs that Melanie seeks, but a way of life. Melanie wants purpose, reason for existence. And Melanie is told that in India, there are Jewish students who had joined an ashram. So Melanie takes a trip, a voyage of self-discovery to India. But on her way, she stops off in Kabul, Afghanistan. And over there, in a chicken bazaar, she takes an overdose of drugs. And at the age of 19, she dies. A young Jewish girl, dead in a chicken bazaar in Kabul, Afghanistan. Melanie died because there was no one in this whole world to speak to Melanie, to reach out to her, to tell Melanie that her name was not Melanie, but that her name was Miriam, Dvorah, Rachel. Melanie, Melanie, is it reason, purpose that you seek in life? Then open the books. You are part of Mamlechet Kohanim, a priestly kingdom. Melanie, Melanie, you stood at Mount Sinai. You heard the voice of God. His great light illuminated your soul. Open the books. Discover your inner self. You are part of Mamlechet Kohanim, the priestly kingdom, the holy nation. You have a purpose in your life.